Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass, Vice President with the Sulphur Springs Alliance Bank. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's been a while since we've talked to you, and a good while back, you and I talked, and in fact, we've talked about this more than once. The luminant, or the thermo mine there in Sulphur Springs, which has closed, and that property is in the process of being donated to the city. And then it would become a very major park in Sulphur Springs. We haven't talked about that for a while, but I did see that the city council took some action on that here recently. You're knowledgeable about that?
Yes. So things are progressing. Things are continuing to move forward, thankfully. They have reached out to different citizens and asked kind of what they would like to see there. And those are becoming a little bit more concrete as we're moving forward towards closing with that property. Mm-hmm. They're looking at incorporating multiple uses for parks. So not just, you know, walking trails, but a myriad of uses there that would kind of make it more of a true city park. But along with that, because it is so large, they would potentially have kind of a commercial area as well to help bring in industry and new businesses on the land that is able to be built on as it currently is, which is, it is a smaller portion of the entire tract, but that opportunity is still there as it currently stands. So we are getting very close to having that as a done deal and moving forward with that and able to now implement a lot of these ideas and, you know, turn them into reality, which is absolutely fantastic for the city.
Mm-hmm. I read a thing saying that the city council just in the past few days assumed Luminant's obligations regarding the Farm Road 1870 overpass and indemnifying Luminant. And that's just one part of this big project to make this thing come into reality.
Right. Yes, that was actually, so they built that when it was thermo mine, and the intent was whenever everything was reclaimed and everything was essentially put back when it was no longer in use, that would then be torn down. But of course, there's a lot of need if the city is going to assume that land and take over that land for that overpass to still.
I see.
There's a function there. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of legal things, of course, which is why it has taken so long to move forward with this.
Sure.
But a lot of things that the city is looking to use as it currently stands versus what the legal obligation that Luminant would have had to have, you know, reclaimed the land, so to speak, and turned it exactly how it was prior to the mine use.
Mm-hmm. And they're apparently working with the State Department of Transportation on this as well. So it's a complicated thing, but
it is many moving parts.
The point is that it's moving forward.
It is. We're very excited for it.
And so we're talking with Emily Glass. Emily is Vice President with Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. Now, we should say this is going to be a long time in development, and there's going to be a fair amount of remediation of the property to do.
I do know that whenever they were looking at the park system overall, that this was part of more of a, you know, potentially 10 to 20 year plan. They're looking very long term.
Yeah.
They're looking for the future. And so they're being very proactive with the growth of Sulphur Springs and very intentional with that, but it's not going to be something that, you know, just happens overnight.
I saw another thing, the jet blast at the Sulphur Springs Municipal Airport. Now, this is has happened in the past few days, but an amazing thing for your local airport, and people were flying in, I guess, from all over the country for training.
I'm always amazed at the events that our municipal airport, what they're able to do and the events that they're able to pull off. And it is absolutely amazing. And, you know, most of these events you can even see just from your backyard when the fly-ins occur and whatnot. But to be able to go out there and to see some of the jets and planes, and it really is amazing. I mean, I think we sometimes take it for granted that it's here so close by, but it's wonderful, and it's such a unique and neat experience, especially for kids.
Yeah. So so the Sulphur Springs Municipal Airport is able to handle jets, and there you do have jets that fly in, and obviously you do for this particular event.
Yes, yep. Yes. And they do often for a lot of the industries here in Sulphur Springs as well. You know, they come in for all sorts of myriad of reasons, to be quite honest, and I think that's really kind of special as well.
Sure, so it's a great asset to the city.
It's a major asset.
Yeah. So we just got a moment or two left here, but there's some events coming up that we want to talk about. Sulphur Springs Symphony Auction coming up. This is at 5 p.m. Saturday, November 23rd, and I have just learned that there is such a thing as the Northeast Texas Symphony. It involves people from Sulphur Springs and other communities, and they'll be raising money for that group November 23rd.
Yes. So if anyone has ever attended the Independence Day concert here in Sulphur Springs, they may or may not have been aware that this is actually the group that helps host this. Their goal is to bring musical arts to Hopkins County, and they do a fantastic job. I've actually had the honor of getting to work this auction, and it is fast-paced. It's go, go, go all night. There are a line of people answering phones. People get very competitive and fun with the bidding process. There are wonderful, wonderful items that have been put up for auction. And it's a fun night, whether you're calling in, whether you're working it, whatever the case might be, and it goes for such a good cause.
That's 5 p.m. Saturday, November 23rd. Do you know where it takes place offhand?
So it's actually a phone auction.
I see.
So they're able to just call in, so you don't even have to get out of your pajamas. You can drink the hot chocolate. Bid.
Very good. Emily, lots going on. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Over the telephone, so to speak. Emily Glass, Vice President of Alliance Bank at Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.